855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI call-in number for Free Talk Live. You may notice that I am not Mark or Ian. This is Daryl, and in studio with me tonight is
the lovely Nimmy Jones.
Yes, the lovely Nimmy Jones, and
I'm in a dress. This is an occasion.
Yes, this is a special occasion because Mark and Ian are coming back from the Bitcoin conference, and we had some lights flashing in here, but they're all gone now, so
I think everything's fixed.
That means that everything is fixed. We
I think
can
they
take
say
your
Shazam.
Phone calls.
That's right.
To 855-450-FREE. And, of course, this is Free Talk Live, so we talk about pretty much anything that you want to talk about. And, Nimmy, I think you have a story. I don't know if you have that pulled up yet.
Of course not. Too busy working miracles, my
friends. Yes, but Nimmy has a story, and I will continue to ramble while she gets that pulled up. It's a story from a couple of years ago out in California, I believe
That's right.
It was.
Guy was seriously injured over his refusal to sign for a traffic ticket.
Now, there are some states that do not require you to sign tickets.
New Hampshire is one of them.
Yes. And what I have advocated to people is instead of signing, just write a refuse to sign. And there are some people that say, no, you can't do that. You'll get arrested. You sign your name and then write UCC1-whatever, blah, 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 blah. That means that you retain all of your rights. And I'm like, yeah, well, either way, you know, my way or your way, either way, you know, it's not really going to benefit you at all. But if you do get a ticket, there's not really any benefit to signing or to not signing, in my opinion.
I was always taught that I should read whatever I sign. And this man...
That would make sense.
Yeah, and this man says, his version of events is all he wanted to do was read what he was signing, and he took the beating of his life, really. As I pulled the story up, hallelujah, we're back on track here. So this is days from earlier this month, but it's a two-year-old story. So it's been 2 years since this man nearly lost his life during an encounter with two California Highway Patrol officers over a traffic ticket. Still nearly 2 years later, neither the California Highway Patrol nor the State Attorney General's Office will confirm whether or not the officers involved were ever disciplined for their actions, citing the Law Officers' Bill of Rights. Now, the 58-year-old, his name is Oleg Kazazenko, and I'm just going to call him Olegs.
Yes.
Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me, and I don't think Oleg would mind one bit.
Oleg, perfect. Okay, so... since the morning of September 2nd, 2011, he was heading home after a long haul across country when he was pulled over by California Highway Patrol. And he said, in the retelling of the story, this is now 2 years later, the reporter for NBCBayArea.com says that the man needed to sit quietly for 40 minutes to compose himself to relate the story happened to him.
He had to sit quietly for 40 minutes?
With the reporter here.
With the reporter.
2 years after this happened. So the reporter says, while Oleg sat silent, the pictures and emergency medical records he shared with NBC Bay Area speak for him. According to private medical records taken from the ER immediately after the incident, the truck driver suffered life-threatening injuries, including a crushed left orbital eye socket, multiple facial fractures, a broken left arm, a concussion, unconsciousness, and possible neurological damage.
That is insane.
And yeah, 2 years after the fact, I don't blame the guy for needing 40 minutes to compose himself to talk about this over a traffic ticket that he wanted to read before he signed.
Yeah, that is just absolutely ludicrous that police would beat someone for wanting to read a traffic ticket.
The pictures are absolutely crazy, and I will endeavor to get them up on our Facebook page.
The man took the beating
of his life, and so he had two California Highway Patrol officers One was 220 pounds. The other one was just under 200 pounds. This truck driver is 165 pounds. And so these two guys put a serious beating on him. 2 years later, we don't know if these people are still on duty or even if they ever got disciplined. I think that's sick.
Yeah, it absolutely is sick and disgusting. And you see this sort of thing happen all the time where police will basically, you know, beat someone and then go without getting reprimanded.
I just think if it, there's got to be some level of transparency. I don't think the protection should apply necessarily to, at least, again.
So you don't think they should be able to hide behind all of their immunities that they grant themselves?
No. Well, no, that's a different sort of thing. I'm talking about the private. They're claiming privacy of personnel records here for disciplinary action taken against these two officers. That these two didn't get fired or sued, I think, is just sick.
Well, they can't get sued because they have all sorts of immunities.
I believe there is, if a police officer is egregiously out of line, he is liable, I believe, in some states, whether that happens in California or not. But I cannot believe that the people responsible for this beating would not be able to be held personally responsible. The pictures are just breathtaking.
Yeah. Well, one would hope that these guys get held personally responsible. And we'll keep talking about this in just a little bit, but we have Tat calling from Norfolk, Virginia, listening to 790 WINS, wants to talk about the tornadoes in Oklahoma. Tat, welcome to the show.
What's going on? What's going on, you guys? I've been watching, catching CNN and bits and pieces of these other TV stations, you know, news stations and all that. And they're talking about that thing was an F5, 200 miles an hour or better.
You're talking about the two-mile-wide tornado that went through Oklahoma?
Yeah, well, was that an F5 or was that an F4?
I am not sure. I would have to guess that it would be an F5 if it was that wide.
Yeah,
and you said 200 miles an hour. I believe that's an F5.
Yeah, I believe so, too. That's devastating, man. All them people down there that are, you know, man, the school's knocked down, the house knocked down. It's a terrible situation to be in like that, man. I've drove through them before, and they're terrible.
Yeah, well, there are some people that would say that natural disasters are good for the economy because people have to spend money to rebuild. What do you think about that, Tat?
I think if they're right because it needs to be done. You know, we need to figure out a different way to, you know, build houses, build schools that are good and last and outweigh these tornadoes.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
Their lives.
Anything else on your mind? All right. Thanks, Tat. Thanks for the call. And, of course, your calls are welcome, 855-450-FREE. So, Nimi, what do you think? Do you think natural disasters are good to stimulate the economy?
Everybody's got to pay for funerals, Daryl. That's sick.
Well, there are some people
driving the economy, I don't know.
Because people are having to spend money to rebuild houses. But the thing is, you're not getting.
Who is spending money to rebuild houses?
People
is my question.
Houses and were destroyed.
We don't really have tornadoes.
Well, for the most part,
New Hampshire is not tornado country.
Right.
Okay, we're more flood country around here.
And the thing they call a nor'easter, which I'm still not sure what that is.
That means that the wind is, I believe, blowing from the northeast. I could be wrong. It could be the opposite way. I never remember. Something about the northeast. But yeah, it's a bad storm. Anyhow, got me sidetracked, Daryl. No, I think I get sick of seeing people build and rebuild and rebuild in these places where nobody should be living anyway.
Yeah.
You know, common sense. And why is the taxpayer doing it? That's my question.
Right. And, well, is it the taxpayers or is it the insurance companies? Your calls welcome. This is Free Talk Live. Daryl and Nimi sitting in for Mark and Ian. 855-453. You take control.
Hey, Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$55,453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Call in to Free Talk Live. Live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on over 100 great radio stations. You can find Free Talk Live online at freetalklive.com. And before we get back to talking about the California man who was beaten nearly to death for refusing, or not even refusing, to sign the ticket, just saying, I want to read this before
That's
I sign.
Right.
I want to tell you about Porkfest. Porkfest X, the 10th anniversary, is going on from June 17th through 23rd at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. David Friedman, Lou Rockwell, Mary Ruart, Bob Murphy, and, of course, Free Talk Live. This promises to be the biggest and best Porkfest yet.
You mean it's a good thing that I've waited this long to go?
Yes.
Yes.
You are
This is the year to go.
You are picking the perfect Porkfest to attend.
Fantastic. That's awesome. I love to hear stuff like that.
And if you have not yet registered, you can do that now at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. So, Nimi.
Yes, Daryl.
You said that you have the other side of the story.
Well, it's not the other side. I didn't want to move on from the story with only presenting one half of the story.
Right.
So the NBC Bay Area News here is where I've gotten the story. And they made several attempts to speak, or they say they made several attempts to speak with the arresting California Highway Patrol officer, but he declined to comment. So the Bay Area turned to official records to determine his version of events.
Okay.
So his initial report and subsequent testimony during the evidentiary hearing, these two California Highway Patrol officers stopped this man, Oleg, at 5:40 in the morning. Stop was made after the officers received a report of a sleepy driver at the brake check station 5 miles east of the scene. So in court, this California Highway Patrol said he refused to sign a ticket, citing him for driving his truck for too many hours. So as a result, the California Highway Patrol person says he had to make a forcible arrest. Refused
You've
to sign a
driven
ticket.
Driven too long, so now I must arrest you.
No, he said he refused to sign the ticket, citing him for driving his truck for too many hours.
Okay.
So as a result, the cop had to make a forcible arrest. These two large men, all right, maybe not large, 220 pounds, just under 200 pounds, two guys against a 165-pound guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't stand a chance. And anyway, the whole situation could have been avoided. So the suing man, Oleg's attorney, says, this could have been avoided.
Of course.
You don't say. There was just no provocation. He says, you don't say. Nobody deserves this kind of beating from anyone, especially not as somebody who's supposed to protect and serve. This is unacceptable.
Yeah, I would say that it's asinine. And I would say that the vast majority of instances in which a police officer violates someone's rights, especially to this extent, it's a situation that should not have ever happened.
And this is something, too, a very valid point in the article. According to the California Highway Patrol, there is no dash cam video available from either.
Of course not.
So we have an advertiser here. I know Mark and Ian both have the Freedom Cam.
Yes.
And I have also seen that, you know, the best time, even though it's uncomfortable, the best time to initiate camera recording is at the beginning of a stop.
Yeah.
Because you know what? If it goes bad, it's too late then. And you can't trust anybody to keep, oh my gosh, apparently dash cams.
Dash cams malfunction all of the time.
They just said in this case they weren't in either of the patrol SUVs. So if this gentleman had had a cell phone, it could have streamed to the internet. Chances
yeah.
are these two would not have taken the chance on dishing out a beating this bad.
Yeah. Or they might have beat him worse if they knew that he was filming.
Maybe
because
so.
Some cops don't like being filmed.
True enough.
And
the great thing about technology these days is in most places you could stream live to the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the Bamboozer app on
there
my
you go.
Cell phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other people use Quick.
And
there are several streaming apps.
Yep, and it does make the initial moment is kind of uncomfortable depending on the officer you're dealing with. It's just to say, you know, you are being audio and video recorded, and it is live streaming to the internet. Be on notice that this is live, and you cannot destroy the evidence.
Yeah.
It totally changes the tone of a conversation. Yes, it's uncomfortable at first, but you know what? It certainly is not taking a beating with absolutely no video documentation after the fact.
Yeah.
I don't want to be this guy. I don't want my worst enemy to be this guy.
Yeah. And we've got to call it Kurt from Manchester. wants to talk about running away from bombs.
Let's do it.
Kurt, are you running away from a bomb right now?
No. Nemi online said, help me take it. Call me. So I'm calling.
That's right. Call me. Hi. And thanks for calling.
And it's come up recently. When the Boston bombs went off, there was surveillance video of it, and some people ran away. Perfectly innocent, normal people ran away.
That's what I would probably have done.
And perfectly innocent, normal people, after getting up off the ground, turned around and went towards it in order
to help. That's what I would do.
Today on the way home from work, I got in a lane and I noticed a car in front of me is stopped. And I got out and I helped push this person off the road in traffic. Again, this is like the fourth time I've done this, various years, times, whatever. And I realize I'm probably one of the people who's going to get up and go towards the bomb.
I would not go towards the bomb, but I would try to help people. Because you definitely don't want to go, like, run towards somebody shooting a gun if you can help somebody that has been shot by the gun.
Yes, exactly. After the danger's over, of course.
Yeah, that's what I meant when I said that I would run away, is, you know, to protect myself first and then help
anybody that
needed help.
That you know what kind of person you are until you're in that moment. And I think when I found out, it was a serious car accident, and while there were people in traffic behind me who were just sitting in their cars on their phone, there were people who got out of the car, stopped, and ran toward the scene and to help people. And I don't think it's a character flaw either way. Depending on the moment, too.
Right.
A random Tuesday, I might not have been the same way. But I think in the moment, I don't think it's a character flaw either way.
Right.
No, I was a fireman for a while, so that helps, I think. Because I look at a situation and I think, what can I do to help?
Right.
Right.
Yep.
But at the same time, you're not going to put your life in danger, per se.
No. First thing is to make sure that I'm okay, and people around me are okay, and then I look to see what else I can do. But definitely first is me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's when the oxygen masks drop from the ceiling in the plane. You first, then everybody else.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Kurt. And your call's welcome, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. Daryl and Nimmy sitting in for Mark and Ian as they travel back from San Jose, California. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo. June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live with Daryl and Nimmy, filling in for Mark and Ian, who are returning from beautiful San Jose, California. They were at the Bitcoin conference, and apparently, based on the pictures that Mark has been posting, there was a Comic-Con right next door.
So jealous. They look like they are having such a good time out there.
He had pictures with Captain America, Wonder Woman, and he had hover hand going on with the Wonder Woman.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
He's Mark.
I know. It was so funny, though, because she's
you're not a beautiful female, so maybe you don't know about the hover hand, but yeah.
And his hand's just sort of like hovering 6 inches behind her shoulder. It looked funny. So this is Daryl and Nimmy filling in on Free Talk Live. And, of course, your calls are welcome, 855-450-FREE. We've talked about a Berkeley, California man who was beaten nearly to death for not signing a parking ticket fast enough.
Or wanting to read it before he signed it.
Yeah, he wanted to read it before he signed.
So what's the premise? You're supposed to be signing that you received it? I don't understand even what the function is of this. This idea,
Basically, sign that I handed you this piece of paper.
I guess if they had dash cams, they would be able to prove it, huh? Is this a cost-cutting measure?
I really don't know. And somebody called in about the tornadoes out in Oklahoma and had a call about running away from bombs. Would you run away or towards an explosion?
A toward? I think your point was certainly sound, that I probably wouldn't run toward an exploding bomb, but once it was done, I would probably certainly run toward injured people, for sure.
And I have a story about seven teenagers from North Carolina who were arrested for water balloons.
Tell me more.
Okay, so this from the Raw story, and I'll get it posted up on the Facebook page momentarily. Seven teenage students in North Carolina were arrested last Thursday and charged with a misdemeanor for throwing water balloons during a school prank, and a parent was also arrested during the incident. The seven boys, who were 16 and 17 years old, threw balloons filled with tap water.
That's it, band boys.
As an end-of-the-year prank at Enloe High School in Raleigh, North Carolina, the balloons were rumored to be filled with quote-unquote other substances. But Wake County Public School System spokeswoman Renee McCoy said, all indications were that only water was used. Six of the teens were charged with disorderly conduct. The seventh charged with assault and battery because one of the water balloons hit the school security officer.
Yeah, don't hit the cops.
I don't think he meant to hit the cop. But, you know, if you're in a water balloon fight,
balloon, it's
and
only
it
appropriate
hits somebody,
that
somebody, then, you know, I get assault and battery because it just happened to be a guy with a badge. The parent who was arrested is Kevin Hines. He told WBT News 13 he saw officers acting aggressively as he drove towards the school. He said he tried to enter the school to talk with the principal about the situation, but police stopped him and threatened him with a stun gun. He was charged with second-degree trespassing. The parent of another student filed a complaint with the Raleigh Police Department. The student, who was not arrested, was allegedly slammed into a concrete sidewalk by the officers. And Hines told WRAL.com, how he was taken down was the most disturbing because they took him down by his neck and slammed him.
Over a water balloon.
Over a water balloon.
That's appropriate use of force.
Yeah, so, well, what do you think, Nimi? Water balloons are assault?
I have several stories of teenage shenanigans and even grade school kids shenanigans that kids are getting arrested for. Just cops were summoned to a Florida elementary school after a girl kissed a boy in phys ed. Oh, my goodness.
How old was the girl?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Oh.
I'm sure you've heard about
preteen. So that's all I got here.
Okay, so somewhere between like 10 and almost 13.
Okay. So the little smooch in gym class.
Yeah.
And call the cops.
I remember hearing a story several years ago about a kindergartner who was 5 years old that had to register as a sex predator because he hugged another student.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what that... I would be interested to hear that story. It's just, you know, to me it seems like just the other day we had an incident in one of the surrounding towns where the state police bomb squad was called because... Oh, my goodness, we found some pipes with some nuts and some shrapnel in it. It might be the Boston bombing all over again. I don't know. I'm not that old. I made pipe bombs when I was a kid, just for fun. You know, nothing major. Just you go out and you blow stuff up. You kill stuff.
I remember when I could
cut trees down and you go out and you actually get exercise on recess. I don't know. It just seems to me that there are so many things in today's society that you can go to jail for as a kid taking a cigarette lighter to school.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I used to be able to buy M80s at the fireworks
stand.
Exactly,
yes.
I would build model airplanes and then strap M80s
there
to
you go.
It and watch it blow up.
Exactly. And now it's really...
And now that would put me in
jail.
Some sort of like
Absolutely.
Mental facility. He likes to blow things up.
It just is... I don't know. Maybe I was destined for a future in demolitions. I don't know. I just think it's a travesty. It's a disservice to our kids because, you know, they're getting arrested over nothing. There's a kid who was suspended for wearing a T-shirt to a public school. He was arrested. And
are you
suspended
talking
for
about
a week,
the kid that had
the NRA
shirt.
T-shirt? That's right. And when he returned to school, he was wearing the same shirt, and 10 of his friends were wearing the same shirt, too. I think that's fantastic. But it's just... You know, this absolute, just disgusting, blatant abuse of authority and force over other people.
Yeah.
It starts so young now that there were things that I got away with. You get away with things that I did these things when I was a kid. Doesn't make me a terrorist now. It certainly doesn't make me want to hurt people. Or it doesn't make me a danger. It just makes me a regular kid, you know, that wanted to play dodgeball. There's a town in New Hampshire that's banned dodgeball.
Wait, what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because everybody picks on the fat kid?
It's a bully-based game. I'll pull up the story. for a later one of the segments.
Dodgeball is
banned in the
banned.
City in the town of Windham, New Hampshire.
Yep. That is insane.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in middle school, we used to play dodgeball.
Foursquare. Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't play. No, I'm talking about actually in gym class. Of, all right, today we're playing dodgeball. Today, you know, we would do something with frisbees. I forget exactly what it was, but you had to get the frisbee to hit above a certain spot on the wall.
Oh, Lord.
Or if you caught the frisbee, then whoever threw it was out. So it was almost
tetherball.
Like dodgeball. With...
Tetherball was awesome, too. Winging that ball. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Good times. Come on.
And we used to play something... The best way to describe it would be hockey on the gym floor using the... I can't think of what it's called. It looks like a big, giant Q-tip.
I have no idea what you're talking about, dude.
Do you remember American Gladiators?
Yes.
Where they would do the jousting?
Sure.
The big, giant Q-tip thing that they would hit people with?
Okay.
We would use that to hit the ball.
Oh, the hockey. Okay, I understand.
So it was sort of like hockey. It was called pillow polo.
That sounds a little strange. What kind of school did you go to again?
It was a regular public school. It was actually one of the best public
my
schools.
My tax dollars at work, right?
Actually, your tax dollars didn't pay for my school.
That's
because
right.
It wasn't in
that's
the
right.
same geographical
decade.
Area.
Right, that's true. Federal dollars.
Yeah, federal dollars.
If I were paying, taxes when I were six.
I did graduate from a blue ribbon school, okay. So it was one of the best schools in the country.
There we go.
So what sort of school did you go to? Your calls welcome, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-5-FAKE-TV. 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves at 855-453. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Nemi.
And we've been talking about high school prank, or actually school pranks, and what sort of stuff people did in school years ago that they now wind up getting arrested for. And this started because of a story about some teenage kids that were throwing water balloons. Five of them were arrested for misdemeanor, disorderly conduct.
Now, my question is, how much time do they potentially face as a juvenile with a misdemeanor charge? My understanding in New Hampshire, anyway, and I know this is not what we're talking about, is misdemeanors up to a year in prison.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much time a juvenile faces in North Carolina for a misdemeanor. But my question is, the one that was arrested for felony assault because his water balloon hit a security officer, how much time will he be charged as an adult?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Sure.
Yeah, if he's 16 or 17 years old, there are a lot of things that in North Carolina one can legally get married at 16 years old without parental consent.
Really?
So for some things, at 16, you are considered an adult. So for, you know, for this, would he be considered an adult? Would he be charged as an adult? And is he facing years in prison for throwing a water balloon? Now, I remember some of the pranks when I was in high school. And
I remember some great pranks from high school.
This was, I graduated high school 16, 17 years ago. So there was one time when one of the students stole the vice principal's wig. The vice principal had this really horrible toupee. And it was one of those urban legends of, oh yeah, he's got a toupee, and everybody else, no, he just has horrible hair. And so one of the guys one day just ran down the hallway and snatched the toupee off of his head and kept on running. He wound up, I think, getting expelled, and I don't think anybody ever saw him again.
Yeah, you know, these are decisions that affect you the rest of your life. You know, serious business.
Yeah.
Stealing toupees off a poor man's head like that.
And then there was another time when somebody thought that it would be a good idea to hide some chicken livers in the gymnasium during one of the pep rallies before a football game.
I'm sorry, what did you hide in the gymnasium?
It wasn't me.
Oh, okay, what did they? What didn't livers. You know, and when didn't you know it?
Somebody right. hit chicken livers.
Oh, that's lovely. That's just gross. Yeah. Now, see.
So the entire gym wound up smelling. And I think there was also something with some shaving cream and possibly shaving cream filled water balloons.
Oh, that's
and
lovely.
And so the punishment was no more pep rallies. And And yeah, nobody wound up getting arrested. A couple people got detention.
We should have gotten arrested probably because there were some unforeseen circumstances, damage done that we didn't really foresee. We certainly paid for it and made restitution, but I'm surprised we didn't get arrested. Numbered piglets, actually.
We had numbered piglets?
Yeah. You have four piglets, number 1, 2, 3, and 5. And you just wait for everybody to try to find number 4. It's about the funniest thing you will ever see, trying to see a grown man try to catch a greased pig.
Okay.
Hey, fun in New Hampshire. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, and I thought it was bad that there were people that, you know, allegedly went cow tipping.
Cow tipping is actually really bad for cows. So I would advise against doing that if you're animal friendly.
Yeah.
However,
I don't think anybody ever actually tipped a cow, but there were definitely...
It's certainly not an urban legend. It does happen. It is possible, and you can
there were definitely stories about
someone.
People being chased by cows and falling into cow patties.
Oh yeah, yeah. And bulls can run for sure. So
yes.
If you can't make it across the field in 10 seconds, you probably should stay on the other side.
Thoro. Yeah, I've been chased by a bull more than once.
I don't know what you're doing hanging out in barnyards, dude.
No, I used to milk cows. And occasionally I would have to get up into the parlor area and move cows around. And there were a couple of the little groups of cows that had a bull in it, and they didn't like it when you got up around their heifers.
Mm.
And so they would charge after you. And I've had to jump over metal railings to get away from a bull that was chasing me.
Yeah, that's no fun.
No,
that's also
no fun
to be mistaken for a scratching post by a beast that's about 6 times your size. Yeah, that's no fun either.
I am interested in hearing this.
Oh, being caught between a Holstein and a stanchion wall, sure. And, you are the best thing to scratch this itch on. I don't mind my rib cage. It's just brick. Anyway, continue. Nobody wants to hear about this, Daryl.
Have you ever had a cow break your foot?
No, I've had a horse break my foot.
Okay, close enough. It still hurts when large animals step on your foot and then mangle your toes.
Is it? What's the question? Is it different?
No, I said, did you ever have it happen?
Did I ever have large
cow.
Animals? No.
And you said a horse, and
I said
it can't be too different.
No, it's a big ass animal.
Yeah, so,
and it hurts.
I do not know how we got to talking about getting your feet stepped on by large animals.
You brought us
from
there.
Pranks.
From kids. Yeah, okay, so it was the pigs. We were talking about the pigs.
Oh, yeah, barnyard
animals. And zero tolerance. I mean, like I was saying, we did cause some damage that was unexpected, and a restitution was made, but the cops were never called, you know, and there were no arrests. It was just, you know, we know you people did this, and this is the damage that needs to be repaired, and it happened. But you see... these ridiculous stories in the news now. I hate to warp on Florida, but there's a lot coming out of Florida where this girl is arrested.
It seems
a 12-year-old.
Florida is where all of the crazy people live.
I don't know. The girl who likes to dance and draw. She was doodling in class, and apparently the principal thought it was more appropriate to call police and have her arrested. You know, they put handcuffs on her. She said, "I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to see." Them to see me being handcuffed, my classmates think I'm a bad person for doodling.
You were doodling in class, now you're getting arrested.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yep.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Zero tolerance.
At all.
And the ones that really, really get me going are the ones that you see in hunting country, where people have perfectly legitimate licensed weapons. I left my rifle in the trunk. Okay, dude, that's fine by me. If you are a responsible gun owner, legally gun owner, you know, that's fine. Leave it in your trunk. But there's this girl who was suspended, arrested. She was on her high school drill team. I was on a biathlon team, which was a riflery team in high school. I had a rifle in my room. You know, come on.
Biathlon, that's where you ski for a little bit and then you shoot.
And
some targets, and
really,
then you ski some more.
And wish to die, yes. Yeah, I did not enjoy it.
Why did you do it?
Well, I was a daughter of an army colonel, so you don't really get to say no. when Dad says, no, you don't get to do drama. You get to go ski in the cold and learn how to hit a target.
Yeah, that does not sound like fun.
It's good for your career, you know.
Because there are kidding. So many jobs that require you to
ski and shoot. That's right.
Ski, cross country ski, and then shoot something.
That's right. Drama would not have been a more useful class for me to take.
No. I think drama would have been much more useful.
Debate club, something.
I was on debate team in high school, and we were amazing. And I credit debate team for really opening up my mind to different ideas and allowing me to become a libertarian.
I had a similar experience in terms of law with mock trial. Got me really involved with the legal profession and really kind of gave me the opportunity to look at things from both sides. Defending a point that you don't believe in is really a challenge, and you certainly come across that a lot in life. So that was beneficial to me. Anyway, you should prop the phone lines here because it is Free Talk Live.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free number. And, you know, bring up whatever you want. You don't have to talk about high school pranks. You don't have to talk about tornadoes or running away from exploding things. Towards exploding things.
Zero tolerance.
You don't have to talk about cops or zero tolerance. And actually, in the next hour, we have a story that is very interesting and involves restaurants and bad service.
The wrath of the internet.
The owners. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, you take control, 855-453. Daryl and Nimmy filling in for Mark and Ian.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.